I'm John Batchel with Professor John Yoo, professor of at the School of Civic Leadership at the University of Texas, as well as the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley, writing most recently about the disorder in major cities and remarks by the governors and the mayors, you cannot do this. That is, dispatch the militia, the so-called National Guard, to guard federal buildings. I want to move away from that just because there's the word sanctuary that does not appear, to my knowledge, in this Constitution. And John, I've puzzled for some time during the first Trump administration and continuing about claims of sanctuary city or sanctuary states or sanctuary regions. Does that have any weight in the constitutional conversation about the powers of the federal government, sanctuary?
It doesn't, John. As you say, the word sanctuary doesn't appear in the Constitution. As you saw in that language you read from Nagel, the Supreme Court has said federal authority has to extend to every square inch of United States territory. What there is, though, something to the sanctuary idea, and it goes back to the relationship between state and local law enforcement and federal law enforcement. Federal law enforcement has the right to carry out its duties unimpeded. If they want to execute a warrant, if they need to detain someone under federal law, they have the right to carry that out. State officers can't try to stop them. The sanctuary idea, and I would say California, where I am now, the entire state is a sanctuary state. A state is free or a city is free to say, we won't help you. We're not going to cooperate. And the Supreme Court has said that is possible, too. So, for example, to give something unfortunate that happens here in California, if the federal government wants to detain an illegal alien who has committed a crime and is in a jail in California because, say, they committed murder or robbery, California law says when we release that person from prison because they've served their sentence, we're not going to tell the federal government. We're not going to tell them what prison they're being released from, when they're being released, where they're going. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has said a state and city can do that because they don't have to cooperate with the federal government. That's what the sanctuary idea really is. So I have to say, this is something applies to me. I'm an officer of the University of California, which is a state university, and I am not allowed under state law to tell the federal government if I know of anyone who's in the country or in class or at the university illegally in violation of federal law. I'm prohibited under the laws of my state from cooperating with the federal government. And the Supreme Court has said that is permissible under our federal system. States can also choose to help if they want also, but they can also choose just to step aside. And that's the sanctuary. That's the constitutional part of the sanctuary idea. One thing, though, that we're going to see come up in the next few years, and we'll get to the Supreme Court eventually, is the Trump administration can say, OK, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to cut off federal funds to you. We don't have to give you money to help you. Right. Not disobey, but we don't have to help you in your resistance to federal law. And so the Trump administration has said it's going to start considering cutting off cities and states from some kinds of funds that have these sanctuary policies. And these cities and states, of course, are going to sue and say, no, give us the money back. And the Supreme Court will have to come in and ultimately decide.
John Yoo, senior research fellow at the Civitas Institute, distinguished visiting professor of the School of Civic Leadership at the University of Texas at Austin, the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California. He supervises the public law and policy program at Berkeley Law.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.